And the film industry in Georgia now tops the nation for feature film production. 17 big ones made in Georgia last year, and that puts us ahead of California. With me now, Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She also writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz Blog. Good to have you, as
always.
Good
morning.
And film producer Craig Miller, who runs Craig Miller Productions in Atlanta, also chair of the Georgia Film, Music, Digital Entertainment Advisory Commission.
Hello. Good morning, again. Celeste. How are
it's
you?
It's good to have you back as well.
It's great.
You know, Jennifer, when you're covering film, what kind of reporter are you? Because and it's, to a certain extent, you have to, it's economics, but it's also culture. It's also labor. What are all the different things that are sort of wrapped up in the film industry?
Well, part of what I do is I try to find out what is filming, because, of course, my folks want to know, you know, A, am I going to see a movie star? And B, how long are these people going to be blocking my street? You know, so a lot of folks will reach out to me on Twitter at JenBrettAJC to see if we can figure out what is filming. And then, as you said, beyond that, you know, what the economic ripple impacts are, because not only are these folks, you know, setting up shop at all the different studios that are popping up around town, but they're also putting lots of people to work, caterers, construction folks, electricians, extras, background folks. We have some of the probably the best makeup artists in the country, I would imagine, you know, down here doing special effects for all the different films. So I would imagine that there's tons and tons of different jobs are created.
Let's take a listen to one of the blockbusters made in Georgia last year. This is from the movie Passengers with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence.
Aurora, this ship is going to go.
I don't care. You die, I die.
There are 5,000 other people on this ship, Aurora. We have to do this.
So, Craig, clearly the state has done a good job reaching out to filmmakers and luring them here. Some people say, though, that the sort of rosy projections on economic impact are overblown. How do we get these numbers on the amount of money we get?
Well, we use a multiplier, so that impacts a lot of things. In general, the big movies last year spent about $950 million in the state. But at the same time, a lot of that was on locations. There is also the impact of the independent film market, which really doesn't even see, is not even added into the formula as much as these big studio productions. So it is a economic development formula that is created by the Georgia Department of Economic Development. They look at all the money that was spent in the state, the number of people that were hired. Everybody that is here for the film incentive is audited. So they know exactly how much money spent and where it goes. So it's the great thing about the Georgia incentive is that it's easy to use and it's easy to track, and people have found that it generates very positive economic impact to both the city of Atlanta and the state as a whole.
Jennifer, when the incentives first went into place and Georgia started seeing this outsized impact in terms of economy, mm-hmm. People wondered if that was sustainable. And so let me put that to you. How much of a permanent change is this to our economy in terms of a manufacturing industry? And how much is this that we're the sort of flavor of the month?
Yeah, this is the 2008 legislation that you're talking about that enacted the film-friendly tax policies where filmmakers can get a lot more bang for their buck. You know, fast forward to the present, I think there's no doubt that this is a permanent part of our
economy.
Almost
10 years.
Yeah. And what beyond just the tax credits, the infrastructure, the world's busiest airport, we've also got the Georgia Film Academy, which is creating the next generation of folks to be able to staff a lot of these jobs.
So let's hear another clip from the film Hidden Figures, which was also mostly filmed in Georgia.
There's no bathroom for me here.
What do you mean there's no bathroom for you
there
here?
There is no bathroom. There are no colored bathrooms in this building or any building outside the West Campus, which is half a mile away. Did you know that? I have to walk to Timbuktu just to relieve myself.
One of the issues, Craig, that has sprung up in the past was the fact that we did not have as many skilled tradesmen, craftsmen, camera operators in Georgia that we needed. And so, therefore, the film companies were shipping people in from Los Angeles and other locations. Is that still a problem?
We're always going to welcome people that come in from other places that have a skill set that may be higher than some of the positions that we have here in Georgia. But the nice part of it is exactly what Jennifer referred to, is that the Georgia Film Academy, through the workforce initiative that the governor put in place, has put Georgians to work on these films. And that is the overall impact that the governor wants to have by having the incentive and having Georgians work here. It's not about a lot of people coming in. It's about people in Georgia getting to work. And right now, the Film Academy has graduated over 1,000 people, and they have right now over 500 people working on a current show or production. So we are rapidly filling in the technical areas where this sort of craft is needed.
Well, that leads us to the most recent law that the governor signed, and that dealt with post-production. Now, for listeners who have never been on a film set, post-production is all the stuff that happens after the actual recording or filming has taken place, CGI and editing and sound production and all that other things. What does this new legislation do?
Well, the new legislation actually opens up an additional way of professionals doing a great job to finish their productions in Georgia. Actually, what this particular legislation works with, deals with, is that films that were using the incentive before were allowed to shoot here in Georgia. That was their qualifier. And then they could do their post-production here in Georgia as well if they shot here and get the 30% incentive as part of their package. Now you can shoot anywhere you want to in the world and bring your post-production here, and that will receive a 20% incentive for the production company that's working on the project.
So if I film my movie in Toronto, if I want to do all the editing and sound and other things in Atlanta, I'll get a 20% incentive.
You got it. And if you work in a tier, in a lower economic development county, a county that doesn't, you know, because we're really interested in developing rural economies in Georgia, if you open up an operation there, you can get an additional 5% on having, on establishing
kind of like
a new business.
Kind of like a renaissance zone for filmmaking.
Exactly. There you go.
Jennifer, how many companies have a different place for post-production as opposed to where they film? Is that relatively common?
You know, it's I think it's different with each production, and certainly some of the ones who have a great deal of the CGI. You know, I mean that's
all those Marvel movies.
Yes,
have
exactly.
A lot of CGI.
So I mean, I think moving forward, we're not only going to see people, you know, encourage that work to stay here, but also encouraging the on the front end, the production, the creation, the writing. I've seen a concerted effort among a lot of industry leaders wanting to kind of bring a lot of that here. So we're not just a destination for folks to come film, but we're more of a you know, A to Z operation here.
All right, we heard from Hidden Figures. That was a great movie. Let's hear a little bit from a movie that was less than great. This is Zac Efron and Robert De Niro, who came to Georgia last year to film Dirty Grandpa.
I'm a licensed golf pro. You mind if I show you?
Yes, please.
Maybe bend over a little bit. Yeah, like that. That feels about right, doesn't it? Hands on my chef. The chef. Let me just get my finger in there. One, two, three. Oh!
Oh my God!
Okay, that's almost painful. It's so bad. But Craig, do we care? Does it make any difference to Georgia, at least, whether the movies that are made here are good or bad?
Well, we'd always like to have our state and have the city of Atlanta represented well. I think that how do you answer that question? We don't want to attract bad movies.
Well, you work for the state. Let me put
that's
it to
true.
Jennifer.
Yes.
Well, you know, and as you say, you know, you hate to disparage, you know, a project that's going to put a lot of people to work. But, you know, as I'm a journalist, and so I am bound to my readers, and I don't want to tell someone, go see Dirty Grandpa because it's terrific and you're going to love it. That would be journalistic
right.
malpractice. And so there are a lot of movies that film here, and some of them are great, like Hidden Figures, and some of them are terrible, like Dirty Grandpa. But regardless, they make money. So maybe moving forward, we can look forward to more Hidden Figures and fewer Dirty Grandpas.
In the 30 seconds we have left, Craig, are we also starting to bridge the gap in terms of television production?
Oh, yes. There's lots of television production done here in Atlanta right now. Numerous TV shows are shot here. But you add to that this new phenomenon of like Netflix and Primetime
and
Hulu
yeah.
and all of that. And it's just overwhelming the amount of production that will bring to the state.
That is Craig Miller. He runs Craig Miller Productions here in Atlanta, is also chair of the Georgia Film, Music, and Digital Entertainment Advisory Commission. And Jennifer Brett writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Thanks so much to both of you.
See you soon.
Thank you very much.